Welcome to the Italian Fluency Expansion Podcast. My name is Francesca, and I am a neuro-language coach, mindset coach, EFT practitioner, and brain expert. My passion is helping you to become fluent in Italian without the hassle. If you're looking for immensely elevate your Italian, your mindset, and your language learning strategies, you have come to the right place. My goal on this podcast is to show you how learning Italian can be easier than you thought possible. Consider this podcast your weekly infusion of clarity and insights on the Italian language and mindset to support you in becoming the most fluent version of yourself. E ora iniziamo. Ciao my friend and welcome to the Italian Fluency Expansion Podcast. I'm your host, Francesca. I am so grateful and so happy to be here with you for a new episode of the podcast. I really enjoy recording a new podcast episode every week for you. This is really how I would describe this. It's like when I go taking an aperitif. Quando faccio aperitivo, it's like that. So I sit down with my coffee and I start speaking about what I love the most. So the brain, Italian language, nervous system regulation. This is, I think, one of my favorite moments of my working week. So in this episode, we are gonna be talking about, I think, one of the most common verbs, a verb that you use so much when speaking in Italian. But this verb is a tricky one because it creates a little bit of confusion among Italian learners, especially among learners who their first language is English. So that verb is the verb piacere. Piacere. To like. You're gonna learn everything about this verb, and I am sure that after this episode, you will have gained so much more clarity on how to use this verb correctly. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you that my fluency mindset course is gonna be open for pre-sale very soon. I am quite confident that I'm gonna be opening the pre-sale on the first week of May. And if you are on the wait list for my course, you're gonna get access to the pre-sale and to the course at the best price ever, which will be, I am very transparent here, around 100 euros. So it will be very accessible, intentionally very accessible, because I want to help as many people as possible in becoming the most fluent version of themselves. So I really want you to walk you on a process on releasing anxiety, releasing any mental blocks, so you can experience ease, fun, and just open your mouth and speak Italian, being able to reuse everything that you have studied, all the words, all the grammar. In fact, this course, it's not an Italian course with Italian lessons and so on. This is a mindset course. It's a nervous system regulation course. And it's for you if you have been studying Italian for a while, but whenever you try to speak, you get nervous, you get intimidated, and you forget everything that you have studied, or you are experiencing anxiety every time you try to speak Italian, so you forget everything, your brain goes blank, and you don't know how to get over this. So if you are thinking now, like, hey, Francesca, you are speaking directly to me, this is because I am speaking directly to you. So if you are experiencing anxiety when speaking Italian, the first thing that I want to tell you is that you are doing great. And I am so proud of you for learning Italian, for learning this language. I am so proud of you. The only thing that we need to do here is to readjust the process a little bit. You need to learn how to release this anxiety, how to regulate your nervous system, and teach to your brain that speaking Italian is safe, so that whenever you will try to speak Italian, you don't feel nervous, but you feel excited. So whenever you try to speak Italian, you don't feel intimidated, but you feel confident. This is exactly the process that I am gonna walk on in this fluency mindset course. You will finally learn how to clear embarrassment and intimidation, how to also regain motivation if you have been feeling unmotivated when learning Italian, and also to get over procrastination. Okay, so my friend, this is really your chance to change your overall experience with your Italian learning and finally experience ease and be in a place where progress and fluency is an inevitable process for you. Put yourself on the waitlist at www.rightwayitaliano.com/mindset. Again, put yourself on the waitlist to get access to the pre-sale on the first week of May on my website at www.rightwayitaliano.com/mindset, or you are also gonna find the link to put yourself on the waitlist on my link in bio on Instagram. Okay, and I will see you there. I can't wait, really. Okay, so as I mentioned, in today's episode we're gonna be talking about the verb piacere, to like. As I mentioned before, this verb is a little bit tricky for English speakers because the way in which we use it in Italian is different, very different. So, stay with me for a second. When we use this verb in English, you are expressing yourself going forward. What does it mean? Example, I like ice cream. I like ice cream. I do the action of liking ice cream, right? So you are going forward. I like ice cream. 1, 2, 3. I like ice cream. Okay? So, I do the action of liking ice cream. In Italian, this process is reversed because in Italian, it's not the person who does the action of liking something, like in English, where you say, I like ice cream. In Italian, the thing that you like does the action of giving pleasure to the person. So, the thing that you like becomes the subject of the sentence, and the person becomes the receiver of the pleasure. Makes sense? So, for example, when we say I like ice cream, in Italian we are gonna say mi piace il gelato. Mi piace il gelato. Literally, to me pleases the ice cream. The subject of the sentence, the protagonist of the sentence, the author of the action, it's not me, like in English. Okay? It's not me, it's not I that I like the ice cream, but is the ice cream who is the protagonist? Is the ice cream who does the action of giving pleasure to me? So the literal translation is ice cream gives pleasure to me.
Okay.
Let's take another example. Before we used a singular noun, gelato, right? It's a singular noun. Just there is just one gelato. But what happens if we use a plural noun? For example, le scarpe, shoes. Okay? Remember, the verb in Italian needs to be conjugated according to the subject who does the action in the sentence, right? And who is the subject of the sentence? Io? I? No. It's different, remember? The subject here are the shoes, because the shoes give pleasure to me. And so we need to change the verb as well. With a singular noun, we use piace. But with a plural noun, we need to change the verb. In piacciono. Piacciono. Mi piacciono le scarpe. Mi piacciono le scarpe. I like shoes. But what we are really saying is that shoes give pleasure to me. So the key here when you use the verb piacere in Italian is shifting your focus from who likes whatever, who likes the thing or the things, and start thinking, shifting your focus on what is generating pleasure, okay? If it's a singular thing, okay, for example, il gelato, okay, ice cream, il vino, wine, we are gonna use piace, which in the conjugation of the verb piacere corresponds to the person lui lei. So it's like lui lei, he she, generates pleasure to me, to you, to him, to her, to us, to you all, to them. Okay? You have to think in this way. Who is generating pleasure? Is it a singular noun? Okay, I'm gonna use piace. If it's a plural noun, I am gonna use piacciono. For example, le scarpe, shoes. Okay? So when you use this verb piacere in a sentence, the first thing that you need is a pronoun. Number one, a pronoun that express the concept of to who is directed, who is receiving the pleasure, okay? For example, me, okay? It's arriving to me. Then the verb piacere conjugated, for example, mi piace or mi piacciono, depending on what follows. And then the thing that is generating pleasure, the thing that we like, okay? If it's a singular thing, we are gonna use piace before. If it's a plural thing, we are gonna use piacciono. Another example, if I want to say I like red wine, I'm gonna say first the pronoun, me, okay? Then, piace il vino rosso. Mi piace il vino rosso. To me pleases the red wine, okay? To me pleases the red wine. And this is why I told you before that you have sort of thinking backward, because your main focus here is who is generating the pleasure. Right? A singular or a plural noun? Okay? And when you have understood that, you can conjugate the verb properly.
piace or piacciono.
Another thing that you need to know is that you can use piace also with activities. So when you are describing an activity that you enjoy doing, for example, I like walking. Mi piace camminare. Mi piace cantare. I like singing. Or mi piace parlare in italiano. I like to speak in Italian, right? Piace can be used. Again, let's repeat. Singular nouns with verbs. So when we are describing activities that we like, that we enjoy doing, and then we use piacciono with plural nouns. And that's it. So, my friend, we are gonna close this episode. I hope it was useful. And I know I have talked a lot, and I am not gonna apologize for that, because, you know, if you have been around my orbit for a little bit, probably you have understood that I like to explain the why. I like to explain things in a deeper way and in a practical way as much as I can. Because the more we understand why we do something when we speak Italian, the more we understand the why behind the things, the more it makes sense to our brain. And so it's easier to understand, embody, and reuse what you learn. Okay, so I remind you to put yourself on the waitlist if you want to be on my new Fluency Mindset course on how to release anxiety, fear of making mistakes, and being nervous when you speak Italian, and move to ease, confidence, and fluency when you speak Italian. If you are on the waitlist, you're gonna get access to the most special price, around 100 euros, so very, very little. And you will be notified via email. To join the waitlist, you are gonna find the link at www.rightwayitaliano.com/mindset. Or on my link in bio on my Instagram, Right Way Italiano. Ok? And I'm gonna see you in the next episode. Ciao ciao for now! Grazie mille for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, consider leaving me a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback will help me so much for reaching more Italian language enthusiasts like you. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. If you have any questions or feedback, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Right Way Italiano. Ciao ciao for now!